Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
All I can see is the Van Halen hair on this first day of 2013. Who's jumping on this first day of the year? I'm starting a new career, writes this listener from Brooklyn. I'm excited about it because it's a new start and something adventurous. I'm worried about it because it's a huge risk, which might work or might not. I'll have to invest a lot of myself and my time, and it might not even make me money, but I'm ready. Well, we're all rooting for you. Share your story of taking a plunge at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And Adrian Adams has a date today to take her 10th New Year's plunge into the icy cold waters of the Atlantic Ocean as part of the Coney Island Polar Bear Club. Welcome, Adrian.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John.
Now, by the time you're completely dry right now, by the time a lot of people hear this, you will have already taken your plunge. So what will I notice about you post-plunge aside from probably needing a towel?
Well, my body will be totally bright red. I will be happy, relaxed, just feeling at peace and ready for the new year.
So this is kind of a Zen thing.
I guess so. I guess it's all about the surrender. It's all about just sort of giving in and accepting and just going in there, not shivering, opening yourself
not
up
shivering?
To it. Not, it's all,
really?
Don't shiver.
So if That's people shiver, you kind of look down on them and go.
No, not at all. But the first time I took the plunge, that's what they told me. Because I was holding my body tight and just, you know, pulling myself in. And they said, no, put your shoulders back, open yourself up. And you do that and don't anticipate the cold. Just give yourself over to it. And it's wonderful.
Does global warming help the polar bear plunge?
Well, I think it's going to be cold out there. There's a wind
like 38
chill.
38 degrees, I think.
Yeah.
Like 31-degree wind chill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the water, I think, is about 43, I think they're anticipating.
And no wetsuit, right?
No. Actually, I have a faux polar bear bikini that I wear every year for this special day.
What's a faux polar bear bikini?
Well, I mean, polar bears are endangered, so I wouldn't want to have a real polar bear bikini.
So it looks like polar bear
exactly,
fur.
Yes, exactly.
Furry.
But it isn't actually. Yeah. No polar bears were harmed.
That's adorable. Who got you involved in this?
I tell you, I hate the cold. I grew up in New York. I never wanted to do anything like this. It didn't appeal. New Year's Eve, I was at a party. A bunch of friends were, you know, talking about doing it. And I said, you know, why not? I'll just go with you just for the fun of it.
So if they decided to go railroad track crossing, racing boxcars or something, you would have done that?
Let me think about that. I'll think about that. But I decided, okay, I'm just going to do this for the fun of it. It was the 100th anniversary of the Coney Island Polar Bear Club. And I went down there. Marty Markowitz was there.
The borough president
exactly,
of Brooklyn. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, right.
He was
there.
Did he
go in?
He did. He went in. He went in. And
now, Marty's a little better insulated than you are, shall we say. You're a little more bony.
Well, he was very sweet. And when I came out of the water, you know, I went and met him and everything briefly. But he did it. You know, he was a real trooper. It was a wonderful experience. And, you know, then I went back the next year. And then I thought, this is how I'm going to deal with a cold, is by plunging in.
Well, you know, well done. Adrian Adams, congratulations on your 10th year doing this.
Thank you.
And a happy new year.
And
we want to hear from you. Are you doing something to take a dramatic plunge in 2013? Maybe you're going into Lake Superior this morning. Hey, that's a little colder than the Atlantic Ocean. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to share your story. Thanks, Adrian.